Quarto Audio presents Mindfulness in Knitting, written by Rachel Matthews, read by Helen Phillips. Introduction. From the origins of society's natural evolution, two ancient cultures have emerged, guiding the way for our heads, hearts, and hands. One of these cultures is knitting, or to be more descriptive, the addictive habit of forming a soft textile with your hands. The other culture is mindfulness, or as I like to think of it, a childlike love of hooking up with your inner being, listening to the pattern of your breathing, and exploring the flow of intimate thoughts. Why knitting and mindfulness? Knitting and mindfulness have worked together over millennia to guide us through our growth. The utterly absorbing process of creating textiles provides us with an informal meditation space while connecting us with a heritage we cherish and ultimately a universe we understand. As times change, new generations knit different things, think different things, and fit both practices into different lifestyles. This generation's rapid fads, economic downfalls, and rising capitalism have called for our indigenous skills to reassert themselves with a passion. We have found ourselves longing to engage with a tangible material and form it into an authentic and functional thing to be proud of. As a hodgepodge of unwanted news images, adverts, and social networking gossip buzzes all around us, the truthful heart of humanity whispers to us, "Hush, make something happen yourself. There is plenty of time to sort your head out." The simple life of mindful knitting coordinates our heads, hands, and hearts, helping our thinking become wider, deeper, freer, and ultimately more interesting and creative. Knitting as medicine. Mindfulness and knitting may have been working together for generations, but it is only recently that the potential of their collaboration as a cure for ills has been confirmed. Scientists have proved that the repetitive action of knitting relaxes us, helps us to think positively, and can even be a cure for pain. Simultaneously, health officials are recommending mindfulness as a cure for many physical and mental afflictions. Mindful knitting is here to help us find a joyous sense of awareness, where enslavement to repetitive stress no longer affects us. Even while we are making things, it is so easy to let our minds use us, rather than us use our minds. Our aim with mindful knitting is to create a new, productive, and endlessly loving repetition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?